Hallelujah, 'tis done. I believe on the Son. I am saved by the blood of the crucified one. These words express the testimony of the writer Philip Paul Bliss, born in 1838 to godly Christian parents. Because of his father's daily prayers and the family Bible readings, Philip saw his need of Christ while still a young boy. It was in his home church that Philip first confessed Christ as Savior and was saved by the blood of the crucified one. Not only did his father enjoy the Word of God, Mr. Bliss was also a lover of good music. It was only natural that young Philip should take an interest in it as well. One day, as this barefoot boy was peddling some vegetables from the family garden, he was attracted to the strains of beautiful music coming from a large country estate. Fascinated by the sound, young Bliss followed it into the house without thinking to announce his arrival. Once inside, he found himself standing behind an elegant lady who was playing something he had never seen before, a piano. When the music stopped, Philip blurted out, "Oh, lady, please play some more." The startled woman became so upset that she quickly chased Bliss, with his shoeless feet, out of her house. Unknown to this lady, the youthful intruder would someday grow up to write delightful gospel songs that Christians would sing for generations to come. Philip Bliss never seemed to lose his simple, childlike faith in Christ. Even years later, when meditating in Romans 5 about the love of God, Bliss thought to himself, "Have I not been singing enough about my poor love for Jesus? And should I not rather sing of His great love for me?" That night, he translated those thoughts into verse, and by breakfast the next morning, he had written the song, "I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of His love in the book He has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me."